This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Try to do both, because Mr. Chazan Vayleid will try to do both.
If you don't mind.
I don't mind anything. Don't mind anything. Believe me, I've never minded about anything in my life. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. The passion. Yeah, Weissman. He'd live with the passion. Weissman. Okay. Vasa, Baruch Hashem. All right. Today, we can discuss the bracha, the first of the Birchas HaShachar. Hanesein lasechri vino lahavchin ben yoim uvein loila. Pshat. What's the bracha? Hanesein lasechri. What is sechvi? Bina. Gives him knowledge. Lahavchin, to be able to know the difference between yoim v'layla, day and night. Mishter Brura puts together from different Mefarshim one pshat. He puts it all together as one pshat to explain what is the bracha of Anesin Lasech Vivina, Zakta Heilige Mishne Brur, Simen Menvav, Ois Beis, Sivkot Beis, Zakta Mishne Brur. I'm sorry, it's Dalit. Lasechvi, what's Lasechvi? Halev nikra sechvi, the heart of the person. So sechvi is not the way everyone thinks the translation of a rooster. It doesn't necessarily mean a rooster. Kipshute, the pashup shot, it means lave, the heart. Because the heart of a person is called sechvi. Halev nikra sechvi, beloshen amikra. Dechsiv, oi minas lach sechvi vino. Ve'alev, and that heart is maven. So that's why it's neisein lasechvi vina. Val yedea bina. Because of this bina, he's mavchin b'yim v'laylo. He's able to know the difference between day and night. Umipnei satan egeil meg. Oh, but lamaisa sechvi, everybody knows, has to do with a rooster as well. Mine says, Optimister Burek, it's Lavush, but the Tanagal also knows. And since the Tanagal's also maybe, Vigam, Yesh Bishmi Asaladim, I know, and Lamice, when the rooster crows, we have Hana from it. Shedei Shukav Layoim, because now we know it's like an alarm clock that the day is coming. Koirin, the Tanagal, Sechvil, and in Arabic, Arvi. In Arabic, all right, Sechvi, Aravi, in Arabic, it's Tarnagel Sechvi. Hachi Tikna Brachazu Bishmias Kela Tarnagel. Abesai. An alarm clock also knows the difference between day and night. So Sagan Samais, the heart is the Sechvi. And he's Maven, Efashtate, he understands the difference. The heart understand. No. Make it sound like it's something very deep and profound. The heart is maven, a fashtate, a chilik, tradition. The difference between yayin v'layla, yeah? Agavucha, the sechvi, the chicken also knows that. I think you're very much minimizing it. Eps, darf man doch verstehen. Hier, aber ich, das ist doch eine gute Kasche. The heart is moving, it understands, you hear? It's versteht. It understands, laugh in the game of a life. Rather, the chicken also does. And the chicken is the one telling you. It's also interesting. Do I leave fresh days? No? No, but the chicken happens to be the one that's calling it out. The rooster, and in Arabic, a rooster is a sakhmi, every day we make a brache. What are we saying? So Habesai, let me share with you. I'm a halach. Pshat, I was thinking about. It's been a few weeks in the making. Thinking about it. The kasha to me is very simple. An alarm clock also. For $5, you can go out. I mean, maybe I'm a little off at the time. But you can get for $5. Yeah, okay. Okay, good. I got scared. You tell me I'm from a different generation. Okay. If a fin of dollar came in a kafen.
Maiden.
Good. If a fin of dollar came in a kafen, an alarm clock that knows the difference between AM and PM. What's Vilman, though? What are we making a ganze tumult? Something which caught my eye. You want to hear something which caught my eye? Yeah, you want to hear? Perek Shira, the rooster has most of the lines in Perek Shira is him. He gets the most. You know, sometimes you have a choir, the one that has the nicest voice or the one that screams the loudest gets the most parts in the, huh? Maybe the rooster shreit mehr alle. He screams so much. Maybe that's why he gets many parts. I don't know if you're aware of it. Huh? You're going to look it up after the shiur? Look it up. I don't have time to go through it. But this one. And here. Kel Rishon, Kel Sheni, Kel Shlishi, Kel Revi. Doesn't stop here. Kel Chamishi. Each one is a different shevach and a different message that the Karnagel has. You ever try to get the Tanigal to stop in the morning? Yes, it doesn't stop. You grow up in that Yisrael around the places where they have chickens next door. Kem sugar van. It doesn't stop, right? It's non-stop. In Perek Shira, it seems like he has a lot to say in Perek Shira. But what caught my eye, because again, I don't have time to go through every shevach and every message that he has, but what caught my eye is the beginning, how it starts. How does his shira start? Zayir parshas vayakel b'shah shebo hakadosh baruch hu eitzah tzadikim began Eden. The Eibishter comes to the tzadikim in Gan Eden. Zolfim kalilani Gan Eden psamim. It starts to pour smells of sweet psamim. Senses of sweet senses, and the tzaddikim, meraninu mishabchim, the tzaddikim, yeah, they praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu. They praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Oz, gam hu misoirer umishabeach. So when the chicken, the rooster, he also begins to be mishabeach. Habesai, what's to tzachapta? Habesai, well, could you give me a little bit of storyline here? The Bnei Nishlam comes in Gan Eden, there's good smells, they thank the Eibishter, and all of a sudden, the Tarnagoilim also, they're also mishabeach. They're Messoyer. They're awakened. To be Meshabeach. No, Yidalach. Yot HaPshato. Psalmat Demayim. Come to Gan Eden. Psalmim. Tzadikim. All of a sudden, the chickens are white, the roosters. They're also being Meshabeach. Lamed. Ready? I saw a gewaltige pshat in this week's parasha. Rabbi Yeruchim. Rabbi Yeruchim. You know, Gan Eden has good smells. Gutes. I mean, that's what we're just reading here. The psalmim. You walk into a store that's full of flowers and good scents. Chesmerdes. Unbelievable, right? Botanical garden. Gan Eden Eichaseh. Yeah? It's in this week's parasha. When Yankiv comes in to get the brachis, Yitzhak exclaims, Vayarachis Reach Bigodov. That's right, you're all finishing the Rashi, Baruch Hashem. The Ilan Vase told us, good. Reach Rabbinike Reach Soda Hashem Berche Hashem. Good smell, where's the good smell coming from? Gan Eden, Shane. Kireach HaSodes, the Tapuchim, the apple orchards. Okay, good. See the masons, the Tapuchim. Zame Bishwachim. Stay Tapuchim. Yeah, good. So could be Ruchim an interessante Sach. Yeah. Cook. Yitzchak picked up on it. Not everybody picks up on this good smell. Nishta, we have a sense of. We know there are five senses, right? Tzadikim have a sixth sense. They can pick up ruchnis dike sachen. Gan Eden, Reach Gan Eden. Others don't pick up on it, says Rabbi Ruchim. Yeah. A tzadik, when he sees something which is pure, something which is mitzvahs, teire, smells good, and when it's verkehrt, when it's something which is not, it's bad. It doesn't pick up on it. My Zaylum once told me I'm nice. Eilam had to leave nice. It's kriegen nice. Eilam will nice. You will take nice. Yeah, okay, you get a nice. My Zaylum told he wants Taylor. You can never make everyone happy.
No, it's also
Taylor. Oh, it's also Taylor. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's like Taylor, it's like nice. It's like nice, it's like Taylor. If I say Teire mit Meises, I say Meises and then Teire. And then, and if I say Teire then Meises, then I first the Meises, then the Teire.
It's also
part of the Teire. It's all Teire. It's all part of Limra Teire. This is what it is. Yidin Manin, they want to know, they want to hear. All right, Yidalach, you ready? Say that that's Elta Meises. The Alte von Slabotke, the Alte von Slabotke. Every morning, there was a bach in yeshiva that was in charge of bringing him his breakfast. What was the breakfast? It's not like today, with a begale, with a cream chisel, with a ganze, with a coffee, with a ganze, with a Danish, right? Four-course breakfast meal. Porridge! You had to talk the same porridge. Farina. What was farina? Farina, with a bissel milk, with a bissel putte, with a bissel zucker, with a bissel salz. Farina. That was Yiddish. You got that? You know, you make farina, that's how it was. Simple, basic farina. Shame. I'll call upon him. The guy who made the farina had to leave for a few weeks. He had a chasen, a chvezvas, he had to leave. So they got a different bacha in his place to take care of it. To take care of the farina. For the mashgiach, for the alter. No, the bacha made the farina the first day, brings it to the alter takes a bite from it. He's screaming, Tarvis, Chazer, Treif. The Oilum start running. Yeah, look, yeah, the Oilum can come in life. What? Treif? What? Farina? What? So he ran to the Bach who made the farina and they asked him, what you put in here? He said, I don't know, the same ingredients I was told to put. I went into the kitchen of the yeshiva. This is the farina, this is the butter, this is the milk, this is the sugar, here it is, that bad bush. Who's the tafis? I couldn't figure it out. So they asked him, did you do exactly the recipe that you were told, the exact... He said, no, I added a little more butter. I added a little more sugar. I added a little more milk. Was the Alta saw in that he was trying to outshow his friend, the Ekhen Besser. I made it better. I made it better for Rina. The Altav tasted it in the food. Schlechte Midas. Chazer! Treif! Se ba'em given treif. Ja, da meise. Chazer treif. Oh, the island doesn't like the meise. Sa meredike meise. Heint chazer treif meint. Sa weiss, ha schaas, sofik, ich weiss, von a weiss, ha schroche, mit a schritter, mit a weiss. It's also good. You should be mach man that also. Aber schlechte Midas. Schlechte Midas. Macht echt treif, rabbi, sei. Yeah. And the altar was able to pick it up. He was able to pick it up in the bite of Farina that he took. He had a chush, he had a sense. Gut mit schlecht. He was able to smell it. This is what the Beruchim is saying. Yeah. And then he says, so beautiful, so eloquent. He says, what are the fruits of this Gan Eden? What are the herbs, the smells? There's a beautiful fruit that smells good. It's called chesed. And there's a beautiful fruit that has a beautiful aroma. Like we say, peachy smell. Stocke. Midas tevis. Emune. Yeah, das is the reyach von Gan Eden. These are the herbs, the sweet, the blossoms of Gan Eden. You heard? Und in der Welt. When someone is keen to it, when he's sensitive to it, when his nose isn't clogged with sinus infection, so to speak, he picks up on it. Ooh, yeah. Yitzhak Avinu. He comes to rein. Reach, benik, reach. I'm having a ganze store of delicious Gan Eden Frucht. Chesed, mit Midas, mit Zitkis, mit... Ah, Meredik. And then Rabbi Yeruchim adds, and he ends with the following. He says, people spend so much money on flowers in their house. They try to get good aroma in the house. Yeah? He says, if they were smarter, wollt man reingelegt in Stub, chesed, mit midas, mit teure, wollt man reingekommen in Stub, ah, das a Geschmack, good, this is, it smells great in here. This is a beautiful house. You ever see a person walk into a house and ooh, I say for chesed, wow, it's a machaya to take in the air here. No, you ever saw anybody do that? Rabbi Ruchem read the right. This is mamish Rabbi Ruchem's right. Okay, hey reach bni kreach asode asher berchei Hashem. What did I take from this, Rabbi Sai? When a person is pure, when the midas is good, when the Yiras Shamayim is good, he picks up around him all the good, all the beautiful things around him, which are teredik, which are muna, which is chesed. But then you become desensitized, all the ruchnias around us. You become desensitized for all the ruchnias that's around you. Rabbi says, geh nicht weiter till you hear the word. Ich soll gehen weiter, soll nicht gehen weiter. Nu? Huh? Soll ja gehen weiter? Okay. But you hear the word, or you just tell me to go weiter? So I made a dick of word. A person can live in a world where everything around, wow, look, oh, ha, look at the chesedim, look at the midas, look at the mitzvahs, look at, you know, there are two types of people in the world. The people talk about how beautiful the world is, and there are people who complain about everything. This is no, that's no good.
Optimists.
Weiß mir was, optimistisch, mir. What are you talking? It's optimistisch with them.
Yeah.
It's not about optimism. It's not about pessimism. You know what it's about? A reine Mensch, zeta Welt, was a shame wie gold. It's beautiful. So many beautiful things in this beautiful world that he could take in. A person that's full of kinna, mitzina, he sees an ugly world. He doesn't see the reach hasode, all the beautiful fruits that this world has to offer. Not physical fruits.
Ruchnius de Kefruz. The Rambam tells us in Hilchas Deis, how does a person come to Avas Hashem? Zot the Rambam, Avas Hashem is a feeling. Either you have it or you don't have it, right? No, you either love it or you don't love it. Zot the Rambam, no, you can get Avas Hashem. How do you get Avas Hashem? Bishash is bainain adam, peirik beis, you say the atera. Bishash is bainain adam, b'maisav. Ubruav haniflayim, hagedoylim, v'yiramem chachmasei, she'ein lo erech v'lei keitz miyad v'yev. You look around the world, and you see a world, and you understand. You're sensitive to the beauty of it and the greatness of it. Then you see the Rebbeinu Shleim. Wherever you turn and whatever you do, Zatman the Rebbeinu Shleim. Yeah? I once asked, actually, the truth is it's not once. I've been asking this question many a time to many Gedali Yisrael. Why don't we make a Seder in the Yeshiva nature walking? The Rambam tells me that that's how you get to Avas Hashem, no? So every day, instead of letting the Bachim go out to this store to buy bagels, latkes, take the Bachim in a bus to there's plenty of forest around. Mach nature walks, me say. People think I'm crazy. It's the Rambam says it, but it was for my lab. What do you want from me? I made it up. The Rambam says it. Vagenflechtmannstadt in Europe. Vagenflechtmannstadt. This is what they used to do. Yeah, Vaidus is something else. Vaidus is Cheshman HaNefesh, but this is more nature walking. Rabbi Rapelsky used to take us nature walking. Nature walking. Mamadik. The answer I got was, not all will pick up much by nature walking. We became desensitized to the Bria. What's that mean? Okay, you saw the nice tree. Okay, we don't pick up. We're not nargish. We don't walk out and say, "Wow, Marabu Masecho Hashem." An idiot sees a tree is a tree. A kluge mensch, smart person, a person that thinks, a person that's sensitive, a person that has feelings. His feelings are deep. He looks at a tree and he sees the Rebbeinu Shleil. We don't have it today. That was the answer that Gedali Yisrael have given me over the years. It wouldn't work. Today, daf learn the Musa. Musa, if you want, you daf. Today, you got to sit and learn Mesillas Yisharim. No, yeah, basically. So when are we going for the nature walk? We're going? 3:40. I mean, 3:30. I promise you 3:30. Okay, 3:30. Yeah, good? That's what you think. Deine Chaleim is vet design 3:30. Okay, whatever. I'll call upon him, yeah? I want to tell you over. Apo Maisalach. Maisalach Megachachi Bezogin. I can tell you over. Good. There was a Yidin Barapak. Talmud Chachem. Amir Talmud Rabban Shel Weinhuis. Mit Dazelt, he told me over that he was standing as someone approached Rabbi Yeruchim Namir and asked him the following question. It is known, it is told, that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when he woke up in the morning, saw the sun, he was so moved and so niser and so nisragish that he began to dance. And while he was dancing, he would say, "Hanesei lasechvi vino lahavchin b'yeim v'vein laila." Unzere brach, eh? Okay. How come Rabbi Ruchim, who just lived, he wasn't, I'm sorry, Rabbi Sol Salanter just lived, not hundreds of years before. Today, who's nisragish? Kam was mizaktis. You ever see a guy say, "Hanesei lasechvi vino"? He's looking already that he has to be at work. And if he's an Elchid, okay, good. Where do we find what changed? What was the difference between then and now? So I thought Rabbi Yeruchim would say, ah, see the Shemais. Rabbi Yeruchim would get danced by Rabbi Yeruchim. I don't believe it. So I thought he would say. Sounds very nice. Get danced by that's not what Rabbi Yeruchim obviously knew, that it's a true story. And he said very simple. He said, the reason why we don't dance when we see the sun is because the sun doesn't only shine for me. Shines for everybody. Big deal. So the sun. You ever see a person has a fancy car and he's the only guy in the block that has that car? Ooh, he drives back and forth. I've seen it. I've been around neighborhoods that has that. The guy honks the horn to make sure everyone sees Zayin Autobus Edgeke. Big deal. So he bought it. So what? He bought it. Yeah, but it's you. Somehow, Eretz Chaim, that this shows how great and good he is. Okay. But let's say everybody on the block has the same car. Shenice, couple macher. Well, big deal. So it's everybody. Because the sun shines for everybody. Yeah. So, you know, big deal. You're not distracted from it. Azayat Rabbi Yeruchim geanfet. That's what he answered on the spot. And then Rabbi Yeruchim said, and that's good for why Rabbi Yisrael Salanter danced. Because it wasn't only for him, it was for everybody. When he saw the sun, he was moved by it. Rabbeinu Shleilim, look what you've done for the world. Me, you, Hanoh. If it's my Hanoh and no one else has it, I have Hanoh from it. Rabbi Yeruch was punkfaker. The Hanoh was, the enjoyment was that everyone has from it. I told you over the night, I once saw a letter from my grandfather, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, where he writes, someone offered him a certain position, a certain issue, good thing. And he writes, I don't want it. Shekoshli lehenois. It's difficult for me to have hano, but dover shekol hano he rak shali. That it's only for me. I can't enjoy it. Yata nice. You know what the lesson of this story is? What's the lesson of this story? Two people could see the sun come up. One person sees it from the eyes of ruchnius, of chesed. Tabish is so kind. He gives warmth to everyone. And therefore he's moved by the beauty of that. Chesed, the beauty of it. While the other person looks at it through his eyes of kinna. And he sees, well, no. Okay. The sun is for me. Everyone has it. It's the same sun, Rabbi Isai. It's the same sun, yeah? It's the same. One understands what lays behind what a son is, the chesed yebishta. And the other one sees it. What do I have from it? What does this guy have from? We all have from. Yes, hashen the ma'isa. Yeah, yeah. Good the ma'isa nur abesa. You don't like the ma'isa. You like it? You like the ma'isa? I want to tell you. My parents' house. I see they have the amudia. I didn't even know they have such a beautiful thing in the Amudia. Every week they have a write-up about tzaddikim, beautiful things. I don't know. I picked it up. I see. It's first, I didn't even know there was such a tzaddik. One of the Grace of Poiskin in Yerushalayim. His name was Rav Nota Seinwert. Died 35 years ago. I pick up and I read. Mamish, a masmin, a poisik. One story caught my eye. So I took it with me. I asked my parents, I asked Rishus. I didn't take someone else's paper without Rishus. I asked Rishus. I said, can I take it? My father said, you can take it. I took it. Yeah. And he brings a Beldig and nice. He's walking in the street. a day after the funeral, the levaya of his own daughter, a young girl that was nebuchnifter from a very tragic accident. Her head got stuck between the banister and between the bars. And he's walking in the street fully in thought, and people thought that he was thinking about his loss. So someone asked him, "No, what are you thinking about? Chazak yourself." So he says, "I'll tell you the truth. Let me tell you what I was thinking about." He says, "This is what I was thinking. I'm going to say the bracha of Yaitzer Eir Vayre Chayshach. I'm going to say that bracha now. I'm on my way to Shachris." Could you imagine if we lived in a world where it was completely dark and the only form of light was candles? We had to live with candles. And then there would be a piece of news that there's a star coming. You know, they have these stars that they tell us every now and then is going to come and hit the world. It's from Mars, a meteor. A meteor is going to come and bring light to the world. Yeah. We would be unbelievably moved. It would be in the news 24 hours a day. Yeah, the meteor is coming, the light. Oh, yeah, I got some ice. Yeah. He says, we would go out dancing, happy. It would be a whole celebration. He says, the Eibush does that to us every day. Every day it's dark. And the Eibush sends us light. Unbelievable. What is the mice? You know what the mice is? We take for granted. We forget. We don't remember. We're not keen, paying attention to all the chesed around us. It's when we lose it that we start to realize what we lost. Davishta gives us. He understood that he was saying that this is his thoughts after he lost a child. It's a connection, there's a story here. This is what he was thinking about. After Rabbeinu Shloilom runs a world where we don't have and then we have, and Davishta gives us, then we start to realize, wow, look what we had all the time. Sometimes when we don't have it, we realize what we have, or what we had, or what we're getting. But when we get it on a constant basis, then we don't remember. Now, boys, I want to tell you a story. I was moved very much in my younger years to this story. Ramesha Feinstein, Shiva Zatzal, had a son-in-law, Ramesha Shiskal. Good. You were by the Levaya, Vaisman of Amesha's famous Hesped. Devas Meta Fashtet is the Chakefer. That one's a different Levaya. Okay. So there's a Yid, Rav Daniel, his son is my best friend, and he told me that he was once talking and learning with Ramesha Shiskal. He was once talking and learning in the Catskills. They were walking. And as they were talking, they stood by a bush. And this Rav Daniel took a twig and cracked it. You know, people when they fiddle with things, right? So he took a twig, he was playing, he cracked it. Ramesha Shiskal stopped him and said, "Rav Daniel, what's this took a ton? What are you doing?" "What am I doing?" He said, "What?" He says, "It's the Chalebi de Gezach. It's alive. It's a twig, it's alive." So it took a minute or two to figure out what the person was talking about, Bichlal. Life. When you become desensitized, nothing is anything. But when a person is keen to life, to hergation, to feelings, to the beauty of the chesed of the Eibishter around him, everything has meaning, everything has life. It's life, it's alebedik, it's ah. I ask you, Rabbi Yisai, if this is how you treat a twig, could you imagine how you treat a person? Eh? Eh? If someone is so sensitive, Could you imagine when you see a person? It's all in the chinuch habesai. I want to tell you something interesting. When we were learning in the Kail, the Mir Kail in Bar Park, the Mir tried to start a yeshiva here, so they opened up a Kail in Bar Park. Night Kail, and they figured from there would turn into a yeshiva. I was part of that night Kail. Reb Nosson Tzvi, the Yeshiva Zatzal, he came to say a shir. Now we were Yigalite. We were chosen Yigalite, not Stam Yigalite. We were chosen, good Chashva B'nei Teira, that new Lomnis Lelman, yeah? I want to tell you over the shmuz that he gave us. It's something you would think that was given for first grade classroom. I said over shmooze. I sat there and I'm looking at him. What's he talking about? Can I tell you what he said? He said, B'nai Teir, I want to tell you a story. A Maisa. What's the Maisa? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Shiva Zatzal. Reb Chaim. He used to walk after Shacharis, before Mincha, whatever. And he would pass by a shoe store that was near the yeshiva. You know the mice yet? And he would stare through the window and look. What was the shoe store? It was for children. And he would stare how the, you know, anyone ever, you know the noise and the tumult and you get a headache from watching a shoe store, right? Okay. The Talmidim asked Rebbe, do you want shoes? I will help you. I mean, maybe we could buy the shoes for you. Reb Chaim said, I don't need shoes. You know what I want? What am I doing? I pass by and I look in the window. And when I see mothers taking care of their children, listening, the devotion, the love, the ibegegebenkeit, the mesirus from a mother to a child. One human being to another human being. This you only see in this world. In jene Welt wird man das nicht sehen. In the next world we won't see it. I'm taking it all in. It's something ruchnius. I want to see it. I want to take it in. And this was more or less one maybe nachava. That was the shmuz. I left and I was driving home. I was thinking, what? Whoa! What? This is the Rosh Hashiva Shmuz, the Rosh Hashiva coming from Eretz Yisrael? Yeah? And this is what he's telling Kail B'nai Teira that are going to build a yeshiva. A Maisa. And you know what I realized? It's not just a Maisa. He was teaching us how Reb Chaim saw the world. And how Reb Chaim saw the world, every experience, everything around you, there's so much toiv. And a ben toira has to be sensitive to all of it. And that makes a real erlich a ben toira. That makes a ben toira. I will end with the following abesai, because we have to go back to answer hanesein lasech livina. You ready? Okay. But let me just tell you one more nice. Michmeg nachay nice, bet me milaz nachay nice. Good. You know what I think? And I've mentioned it through the shir. Why don't we feel this? What happened? You know, on your phone, okay, do you realize the amount of wasted information, empty information, at best? And of course, if you really want to be honest, it's not just wasted, it's bad information. To the point that we don't even know what's bad. Hillary had gesagt das und Monet hat gesagt da her. The Chalz Midas Mushchasses. The Chalz Mushchasses. It's such, anyone that has any sensitivity of Ben Odom Lechaveri, anyone that has any sensitivity to Zayin Apis Ashtikel Apis Amench, Mies, Mies is Achid, Mies, it's Mies. The way everyone but grubs and backstabs and disgusting, the most disgusting things, most disgusting. And we're flooded with it, and we're flooded with it, and we're flooded with it, to the point that we become desensitized to when you don't even think it's bad. About everything and everyone around him. It's purely ploying. We become, it's normal. It's business. It's life. It's politics. Here, the new tariffs, it's politics. Well, Mel is mutter. I looked at Shulchan Aruch. I didn't find that one of the Teirim for Lashon Hara and Rechilus and Maitzi Shema is politics. I didn't find it anywhere. I went looking. I went to look. I don't know. It's crazy talk. It's crazy. A Ben Teira. Ayid. It's bizarre talk. It's bizarre. And that's the good talk. That's the politics, which is officially rain and raid. You know, it's, and they're flooding it. And in case Chas V'Shalom, for a few minutes, your Messiah das from them. So the buzzer on the phone rings. Beep, beep. Nacha, shtickle. You missed another shtickle, Mighty Shem and Lashon Hara. You missed it. We become the same. Achleik is, it's unbelievable how, I want to tell you, Meisen, and then we'll get back to our Nason. Lasech vivino lahavchin b'yeim v'eloil. You ready? Yeah, good. Rabbi Zai, good. I always say, fasten your seatbelts. We're coming in for landing. Yeah, good. Rav Yehuda Levenberg, my entire Rebbe friendship, I don't know how to call it, my Rebbe, my friend, I don't know, very close. I went to visit his father over here in the old age home over here. Huh? The one from the lake. He told me a maisa about his Zayd with the Chavetz Chaim that was sitting together, and there was a safe on the table. His Zayda was a Chashev Rav. He takes the safe, he looks at it. The guy wrote an Irishkeit. Every third shot was a stupid thing. An Irishkeit, safe with an Irishkeit, no? What happens? It's Gefella. You know, it's funny, people don't realize that Primogodim writes that if only in three places at Zokgut, then Kedai the answer safe. Primogodim writes this. You know that, right? You didn't know this? So that's, it's good to come just for this. That if a person, yeah, he writes, that if in three places he's mechaven, she good. Okay. But gets to this person wrote a sefer. I have to tell you another story. That felt a nice, even to get kumin, and I verified the story is a true story. He came to Rav Gifter, Zeche Tzadik Levrache, and he tells Rav Gifter, that he wrote a sefer to answer all Rabbi Akiva Eger's kashas, besides for three. So the first thing Rabbi Gifter tells him, get me my mama's name, give me your mother's name. Tavdavne fadit, du bist doch ein kranker Mensch. A mensch ke tach. So what is your name and your father's and mother's name? I'll daven for you. And then he tells him, you know, feel good. At least you understood three of Rebbe Kivega's kashas. But you miyash of all besides three, you couldn't figure three you didn't have an answer for? At least you understood three of them. That's good. Echa madreig. Kitzer, svarim, sometimes you say good, sometimes not. The kitzer, this Rav tells the Chafetz Chaim, Chafetz Chaim guckt und guckt, was der Mensch, der Absanarischkeit, der Mensch schreibt Anarischkeit. He pulls it next to the Chafetz Chaim ist weggestippt. Ich will nicht sehen. I don't want to see it. It's a beautiful story. I don't want to see it. It's a beautiful story. I don't want to see it. So he says, aber Rebbe, es ist nicht kein Lashon Hara. He wrote it in a sefer. It's out there. He wants you to. He's asking you to read it. I can't be Lashon Hara. You know, the Chafetz Chaim said, "Bisgerecht, aber was darf ich das? What do I have to know? You wrote an Irish kindness. What do I need it for? Was hab ich von dem? Abesai, if you're pure, you listen to every. What do you need it for? Was darf man das? What do you have from it? Now let's go to the tenets to the kasha. Hanoi saying, La sechvi vino. Tell me, it takes such big bino. You gotta be a rocket scientist. Bina. You know binas? Binas are psachochme, psachochme. I think everybody knows them between night and day. Any guy, man. Imagine to pull over a guy. He's a genius. I mean, what's what? He knows the equation of face of. No, he knows Yoiva Lila. He knows. And by the way, the chicken knows the same thing. Was tutsachabda. Was zakminda. Teretz Chavei Sayet Lahavchin Ben Yoyim Uvein Lail. It's not to know day and night. It's to know the difference between day and night. There's a bina when you see it was night and now it's day. The bina shlems chesed from dark to light. It's a bina to pick up. Women have bina yaseira. Sensitive, they pick up things. Bina. Hanoisin la sechvi. Bina. La havchin. To know the difference. It's not that he knows night and day. He knows the difference between night and day. And what's the chiddush? That the sechvi, he doesn't have what Rabbi Isai Nagias. He doesn't have but the issues that we're saying when a person. So he, when he sees the sun, what does he do? He calls out and he says, Rabbeinu Shloim, give a cook, Yoim Velayla, the beauty of day and night. The Sechvi. And that's what we're trying to say, that the Rabbeinu Shloim instilled in the Bria that a person should be able to know the difference between dark, light and day, dark and light. Hanoisin la sechvi, and even the sechvi. Why? Because the sechvi doesn't have kinna. It's not about kinna. It's like a bisol salantet getanzt. Hanoisin la sechvi, that even a sechvi is able to pick up lahavchin, the difference between day and night. Where did I get this from? Svasemis and Parshas Re'ei. Shnas Tafrei Shlamet Aleph. Re'ei Anoichi Noisein Lifneichem Ayoin Bracha. And you should be able to difference French way between Bracha and Klal is the Bracha of Anoisein Lasech Uvina Lahavchin Bein Yoim Uvein Laila. It's deeper. What is night? What is day? To be able to see them between good and bad. Dark and light, and a person wakes up in the morning, and with this I end. I saw the Gemara brings down, I saw a very nice pshat from the Alkem Cut, and I saw, I'm going to end right this minute. The Gemara brings down the Reb Shuman Levi. I want to know when Hashem gets angry. Kel Zoyim B'chol Yoyim. Who identifies Kel Zoyim? So the Gemara says they took a rooster, and the rooster was able to tell. So I saw, he says, that's the pshat. Lahavchim Ben Yoyim. Midas Arachmin, Levain Laila, Midas Hadin. The Sechvi has that kayach to see it. That's the pshat. It's a deep bina. And the Sechvi has it. And that's what the Mishabur means, the lave. The lave, Adam, is also called Sechvi, Lahavchin, Ben Yayos, Obizar Abaisai. Look around you. Take in the good, the positive. See the time, I'm going to stop. I owe you a maisa from the Kloizim Gereb, from the concentration camps. I guess I'll do it next week. It's something beautiful. Yeah, I know how to whet your appetite. You're telling me go fight it. They're telling me to close. They're closing as I'm talking, they're closing the camera. We're going to end, yeah? No, the oil, you're right. You're doing right, he's wrong. Well, they're not wrong. You know, let me backtrack. You're in trouble for that one. You're right, and he's also right, but you're more right. Did I do it right? That's called Anoisa Sechvina Lahavchin Ben Yaim Avein Laila. We'll continue with the
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.